So you've mentioned full heat. What kind of impact can the mare going through her full heat have on her baby?
Well, most foals develop a physiologic diarrhea, and it's been called foal heat diarrhea because it tends to occur right around the time the mare is going through her first foal heat. And it actually has nothing to do with foal heat. Even an orphan foal will go through a foal heat diarrhea even without a mare. But foal heat is more of a physiologic process. We think it's due to the foal getting out there, exploring the environment, beginning to eat some non-milk items, which can start to irritate the intestinal lining. Their bacteria is also beginning to proliferate in their GI tract, and we think a lot of that contributes to the diarrhea you see. And it's different than other kinds of diarrhea caused by bacteria or viruses in that it tends to be short-lived, and the foal remains bright and alert, and they don't run a fever. And that's usually a good indication that it's a full heat diarrhea and not something you need to be worried about, like bloody diarrhea due to Clostridia or Salmonella, or maybe diarrhea due to rotavirus. And then your foals tend to back off eating and maybe spike a fever.